Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Immigration officials say that before a presidential election, there's often an increase in the number of people who want to become U.S. citizens. Eligible immigrants want to vote. Ruth Morris is one of those immigrants, and there's another reason she decided to become a citizen.
I covered immigration in South Florida for 3 years, and it made me a little cynical about the place. Immigration is a beat that earns you a lot of angry emails, especially when you write about undocumented workers. Some readers got mad at me just for using that term. It's illegal aliens, they wrote. Alien is the correct term, but it seemed like it was being used for another reason. To make sure we weren't confusing aliens with, I don't know, human beings? I used to be an alien, a permanent resident alien. I'd had a green card since my parents immigrated to the United States 40 years ago. They came from England. There was no war going on in England. They came for the adventure. And my dad used to say it was really gray in England. Try writing that on a green card application today. But there was one part of my job that I could never be cynical about. The part where I covered naturalization ceremonies. First time was in South Beach. Hundreds of people sat on folding chairs in the convention center. It was over air conditioned and impersonal, like being in an airplane hangar. I interviewed a few people, took some notes, then the ceremony began. The MC asked the aliens to stand up when their country was called. They stood, sometimes just a handful of people, sometimes dozens, and they stayed standing. And with every new country, the tension in the room grew a little. People had come from so far away, from countries I associated with everything from marauding militias to famine to Brazil, soccer fever, Haiti, spirit, the United Kingdom, the Industrial Revolution, penicillin, the steam engine, the theory of evolution, Shakespeare, Monty Python, the World Wide Web, and... Argentina. My boyfriend's from Argentina. He insists they invented the ballpoint pen. Your imagination could spin out of control with the stories in this room. How did these people get here? What did they lose on the way? Obviously, they thought it was worth it. And then the MC got to the big numbers. Cuba, loud cheers. And I found myself crying. I've talked to other journalists about this. Apparently, I'm not the only one who finds naturalization ceremonies deeply moving. What made me cry? The aliens. The Haitians, dressed like they were going to church. The Colombians. I used to work in Colombia, and I sometimes interviewed people whose lives were threatened by Marxist rebels or drug traffickers. Maybe one of them was in the room. It's easy to feel cynical about the future of the United States these days. The economy is in the doldrums, and it often seems like American superpower status is slipping. If this is getting to you, I recommend going to a naturalization ceremony and hanging out with a few aliens. I finally applied for citizenship. I went to my naturalization ceremony a couple months ago, alone. I didn't want my friends to have to take time off work. Then I moved to China to join my boyfriend who's on assignment here. The other day, I went to pick up my brand new American passport in an anonymous office block in downtown Shanghai. The man at the counter pushed my passport under a glass divider and gave me a thumbs up. For Under the Sun, I'm Ruth Morris in Shanghai.
This song is Nort RV by the musician Blair Moon. NPR just started a series on the American dream. It's about the belief that anyone can make it here, whether you're born here or not. But do people still feel like that's true? You can find a link to that series and share your own American dream stories at WLRNunderthesun.org. I produce Under the Sun with Dan Gretsch and associate producer Trina Sargalski. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.